HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
You thought that was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
People are emailing. I got an email from a guy who said, he said, dude, you should call that Carl's Jr. down in Ely and try to get an interview with that girl who had the dead body and that guy. And see what seems interesting, except for it would break my rule of never speaking to anyone from Ely. Yeah. That's a tough one. That's like talking to a disease, you know? You feel like you open that door and the next thing you know, more people from Ely show up and then you get a whole bunch of people from Ely talking to you. And that just sounds awful. I'll just take the quotes off the story and move on from there. I trust that she was accurate enough with all of the information when she was interviewed by the news people who had to travel to Ely in the first place. Ely.
She'll end up on Ellen this week.
Oh, yeah. She'll have a nice time on Ellen. I liked it because the quotes are Ely-ish. I knew when I first seen it, I knew it weren't right. I'm like, yeah, that's Ely. She's from Ely. They're even accurately typing out. They didn't even like what she meant to say was. They just do it as is. I knew when I'd seen purple, that weren't right. So, and then I saw the black. And we don't get much of that here in Ely. All right. Well, thank you. Come up here now. Come up. She was telling her coworkers. Come on up here and give him a soda scene what I seen. She's a manager. And then Hodor comes over and goes, soda pop! Reaches out the door and hands it to the guy with the dead wife. What a story that is. Some guy emailed me and said, how about them sons? That's right. You can't even tank a season properly, Robert Sarver. Take that. They were the
doesn't
worst.
Work anymore.
Worst case scenario. Worst case was that they had the 7th pick in a draft. And they ended up with the 6th. So it was the second worst thing that could have happened to them. They were vying for the top spot with the best chances of getting the number one pick. Did not happen. New Orleans getting the number one pick, which should be Zion Williamson. But the Suns, now with Josh Jackson being something, are like, well, maybe that was a lottery pick we have to throw away because he's lost his mind. I've forgotten he was the one that didn't show up to that Fry's when James Jones had to buy everybody a beer in line because he was like, I need to make this right.
At the wrong time.
Not the wrong time, just didn't feel like going. And so the Suns' general manager bought people beer instead, which is just a sad, sad professional sports move. So they blew it, and it's not to their fault last night, but the whole season was designed to kind of be crappy to get the number one pick for a second straight year, at least a top three, because that's where the real super talent is. The rest of it's just a hodgepodge, and they're saying that the Suns now with the 6th pick, it is untradeable.
God, the bitching on social media about the lotto system. It's like, I guess if you win it, you'd love it. And then if not, you're just...
Yeah, it depends on where you land, I suppose, right?
If you're,
part of it. But it is to discourage you from doing exactly what the Suns and the Knicks and the Cavaliers and what the Philadelphia 76ers did to cause this in the first place.
Yeah, you're not guaranteed anything.
Right. Nothing. You're not going to be a top three pick. There's a chance you could fall down. I mean, the Sixers won like 19 games twice and 10 games 3 years in a row. They won like 50 games in 3 years in order to get high draft picks. And now they were one shot away from being in the Eastern Conference Finals.
But
so it
still seems like teams are tanking, though.
Oh, they're tanking because the odds are still there. Like, look, I would still do it. Like, look, we're not going to get in. We might as well be the worst. We might as well increase our odds for the ping pong balls. It may not work, but we're going top five.
Get us
either
a top five pick.
Right. But being the worst team in the league doesn't really guarantee you anything. The Suns sucked. Something fierce. And now they're at number 6 and people. And the Lakers, the stupid Lakers who have LeBron James and just a dysfunction that's going on that's crazy but can be fixed fairly easily, sitting there with their 9% chance. And then, bye, Suns. We'll just see where we end up and the 5th pick goes and it's not the Lakers and the Suns have to just shake their heads going, will we ever come out of their shadow? Will we ever, ever beat them at anything? It doesn't look good. Lakers have the 4th pick. So they got LeBron, the 4th pick. And all the free agents.
What if you just randomized the whole thing?
Well, I think they should do what soccer does. One thing that soccer does better than any American sport, European, not the crappy American soccer, is have a secondary league. And if you're in the bottom 4, you play in that league next year. And if you can win that thing, then you can move back up. And the top three from the league the year before move back into the NBA. They've got a second league, which is brilliant because there are teams who fight at the end of the year. Some of the exciting stuff are the terrible teams trying not to fall out of the big league. And it can, you know, and then the whole season the next year, you got to win the damn thing to get back in. And there's it's competition, and it's fun to watch, and they're all professional. You just started a lower-tiered league of teams that couldn't win. And
I don't know if owners could handle that.
Oh, they'd lose their minds. Yeah. Robert Sarver would lose his mind. He'd sell it. Because nobody in Phoenix is going to go to the Suns B.
Right.
And they said that in Europe, too. And then all these teams that are vying to get back in when they're playing for it, they start getting fans like they want them back in the big league to hopefully make a mark and then cement themselves in. But, yeah, the top three teams from the D League go up every year. And, look, why not? You got teams winning 10 games. It can't be any worse than having some secondary league team pop up and start to try to play. Okay. It's fine with me. Yeah, they need to do something different, but the Suns blew it. And then I got an email from a guy who said, man, you were talking about how the Cardinals had the number one pick because they were terrible, and the Suns had the number one pick, and were trying to get the number one pick because they were terrible, and hockey's been bad for years. How come you never talk about how great the Phoenix Rising are? I don't know, because I don't know anything if they're great or not. I don't think they're great. Talk about D-League stuff. They're like three levels below the low-level MLS.
Are they good this year?
I don't know. I'm on their website now. I can't even find standings. They're playing the New Mexico United.
Do they even care about standings?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, Phoenix is playing the New Mexico United.
You have to realize
that's a battle.
That is. It's a long term. It's
you're part of a niche audience, like
very niche.
Yeah, you're not. You can have a few friends that are into them too, but
you guys can go have rising nights and have fun.
I was a little surprised at RTO Sullivan's. There was a decent crowd there watching the rising,
but that was the only place in the city doing it. That's the only place where they had like 10 or 12 rising people saying, let's watch the game. Well, they're playing the El Paso blah blah blahs. I mean, nobody's going to break their day up to go see the United play the Rising. Even if you're a huge fan, you're just pretending. You're trying really hard to make it viable. But, yeah, it is. You're so niche and you're so small. You cannot argue that nobody pays attention to the Rising because look around. No one's paying attention to the Rising. Well, it's because people bash it all day. Right. That means no one likes it.
They're in 11th place.
Okay, they're not even good at what they do, and that's a bad league. How did you find standings? Is it on their site?
Yeah. Well,
I went to their website.
Google search and then standings.
I don't even know what the league's called to say what standings there are.
They're in the Western Conference of the USL Championship.
Okay.
And they're 11th behind
10 teams.
Yeah, the LA Galaxy and Vegas Lights.
Oh, the Vegas Lights. That's not a bad name.
New Mexico United.
New Mexico United's better?
Yeah.
Damn it. Stupid United.
Who's below the Rising?
Well, there's only 18 total, so they're 11th. So I don't know what that guy's talking about.
Yeah, no, he's saying nobody's talking about how great they are.
El Paso Locomotive is behind them.
Oh, man.
Just one?
Just one locomotive.
Not the locomotives?
No, just one.
They're just one guy's the engine.
And then there's San Antonio. I guess they don't even have a team name.
The FC. They're the FC. That's the football club.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Yeah. Knock it off with the Rising thing. Don't even start talking. When I say major sports in town, that's not what I'm talking about.
They're 3-2 with 5 draws.
Yeah, but those draws are exciting. Okay.
There's some battles going on.
Stop it.
3-2 with 5 draws.
Oh, we tied again, guys. Great job out there. It seems sort of anticlimactic every time we leave the pitch.
If you get a group together, you're at the bar. Oh, a draw.
Another draw.
Draw's good. Draw's good. That keeps
Drinks
us in 11th.
Me.
We're not falling out of 11th. We're not going any higher than 11th. And 11th is good.
My bill's $200. What did I do?
All right. There you go. If you want me to talk about the Rising, here's my pitch for the Rising. The Phoenix Rising. They go to 11. There. And when they draw everybody, they can't go any lower or higher than 11th. It is not a thing. It is a very small group of people that enjoy watching that stuff, and I mean small. I've driven by during game day. It's small. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. But recognize that you're the guy on the train with the snake. Everybody's looking at you like, what the hell is this? But nobody's really interested in what you've got to do unless it's bad. How come you don't talk about the Rising, man?
Well, they suck, too. Now, thanks for pointing it out to me. Now I can add them in with the Suns and Cardinals and all, you know, the troubled nature of Phoenix sports.
They're
right
almost
now.
Top 10 in their conference.
Out of how many teams?
18.
Jeez. That's not good. They're the KDKB of soccer. If they got into the top 10, people would be like, hey
good
didn't
job.
See that coming.
Pat them on their head.
Yeah, you guys did a thing. This is, you're starting to get close to where the, you're not doing anything. 10's just a nice round number. Anyway, congratulations, Rising fans, for sitting in 110 degree weather. You're lucky this May has been nice, because normally by now you're sitting in 110 degrees in that stadium made of Target storage boxes, watching mid-level soccer players play poorly and then tie. At least it's not 105. They're under 500, but they'll tie you. You better watch it. They'll tie you.
Some of these names are cracking me up. Well, Charleston Battery?
I don't know what that one is. Charleston Battery sounds like an assault of something. Like, I charged him with Charleston Battery. It's like he was doing a 20s dance and then beat his wife.
So to make it legit, they had to put teams in New York and L.A., but they just franchised him.
Yeah, they don't actually play.
Two. The New York Red Bulls, 2. The L.A. Galaxy, 2.
Yeah, there's multiple 2s. Sounders Football Club, 2. 2.
Yeah. Is that like a farm
the
system
deuce.
For the big ones?
Yes.
It is?
Pretty much.
Reno 1868.
Yeah. You know, who will ever forget the Battle of Reno 1868?
What a year.
The old 68ers. 1 year away from a name that people would have remembered. The Reno 69ers.
Ah, that's
now
fun.
That's something I'd buy a jersey for. Yeah, soccer. Stop it. You do low-level nonsense coming through here just a step above college soccer no one wants to watch. Quit it. Guy said, "What?" I just got another one. Says, what about the Rattlers, dude? They're 10-0. I didn't even know that season was going on.
What's it called now? Because it's not
Rattlers.
The Arena Football League anymore.
It isn't? I don't know. Indoor football?
Something like that.
I had no idea that had even started. And they've got 10 games.
Family Room Football League.
Again, that's super
niche.
The
Room Store.
If you like Rattlers football, good on you. But you can't start mouthing off that we don't talk about it enough.
Well, here's the other thing about it.
20 people there.
ESPN, who claims to be the grandfather of all things sports,
yeah.
They don't have anything to report. No content available.
Yeah, because it's
for the Pittsburgh
minor league
exactly,
soccer.
Exactly. So why don't you talk about it? That's why.
Yeah, but if they do well, then they can get into the MLS.
No,
real minor league soccer.
Like, they've already been denied.
They're in 11th place. I don't think they're getting in. And they play outside in 110 degree. It's just started. They're going to go into June here. I commend them for that. But it's not a good fan experience by any stretch. Good God.
The NBA and Major League Baseball could change things up. And I know it won't happen because of revenue.
Yeah.
But if the playoffs were like football where it's one and done, you could have a lot closer standards because you could have the long shot coming and upsetting
on
the one game.
The one and done thing is fun. But
Jesus, man,
what people want is the best teams playing in the end. You don't want you want a Cinderella, that's fine, but you don't want a bunch of good days and bad days for your best teams going bounced and then.
I mean, but that's the who's the best team that
I
night.
Know, but when you, but it isn't. That's what to me. That's not what the whole season's about, and that's what sometimes there's a complaint with that. With football can have that moment. I remember the Cardinals and Chargers were about to go to the Super Bowl, and they were both 9-7. It's disappointing. It seems like they just caught a little fire. And it's fine because football's a little different. But in baseball, when the St. Louis Cardinals won the World Championship, I remember watching a lot of talking heads say.
That year they won 83 games?
Yeah, they got hot at the right time. And, it's okay. But the best team did not win this year because they floundered more than the other team won. And that's on them because at least it's 7 gamers. But people, all in all, I think deep down you want to see the 2 best teams playing.
Again, it's stacked in favor of the bigger markets.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that would be one way to even it out because at least it makes it a little more exciting. You could have that upset.
Yeah, upsets are good. Multiple upsets are kind of like, uh-oh, now we've got a bunch of trash playing in the bottom. It's
Eric, did you mention this? It's a 36-team league.
Well, they've got 36 teams announced. I don't know that all of them are teams yet, are they?
Oh, yeah. These are the standings.
The
for
conferences
all 36
are
teams.
Huge. 18
and
18.
No kidding. I knew that
teams.
They announced a bunch of teams. I didn't know if they'd actually given them jerseys.
To get more to that guy's point, when you add in all of this, they're not just an 11th. There's 21 teams that are better than them.
Well, I said they're 11th in their conference.
In their conference of 18. Yeah. So, yeah, and all those people that put Rising stickers on the back of their car and stuff, I just feel like you need attention.
I've seen a lot of them.
You're just doing that thing that you want someone to ask you a question. It's a passive-aggressive thing.
You know what I did see the other day? I saw a Hot Shot sticker.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
They're still blowing out some of the swag at Dick's every now and then. You can get a Hot Shots blanket.
Man, that team's been gone for ages. Well, how much is a Hot Shots blanket?
Now?
I didn't see now.
Oh,
but back
no,
then,
back then, like how much was it? $10?
Probably $50.
Yeah.
I might buy some on clearance.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It's some cool stuff.
Yeah,
some neat
things.
It's
a nice blanket.
People be like, what is that green and yellow and orange thing you have on? Let me tell you about the old AFL. AFI. I don't remember what it was called. Nobody remembers what it was called. Anyway.
Yay.
It was 6 weeks of glory, I tell you. 6 weeks of glory.
Did they find a champion?
Trent Richardson was amazing. They had to cancel before they went any further. The season just stopped.
Too good.
People were too excited. A lot of folks were dying from heart attacks and excitement. Yeah, the sports world, not too good. Arizona's had a tough run. But congratulations, Robert Sarver. One more notch in your belt of being the world's worst owner. And you're getting a run for your money from the New York guy. You guys are in a battle, you and Dolan, for who can F up worse on a daily basis. And here you go. You're drafting. My guess is they'll draft some 17-year-old European kid again. Who has like 3 minutes of experience and go, you know, yeah, I've really seen talent in my schedule. Yeah, okay, great. You've done that a few times and you've blown it every time. You'll see. Okay. Bring in the teens. Make the team younger because I think he's got a thing for like hanging out with 19-year-old boys. That's all he wants. I got a 17-year-old European boy I got my eye on. Said no one ever who wasn't a pervert weirdo. Go draft one of those older kids from college and hope. But no, we'll get something with too many vowels in it, incredibly white and tall, and he'll flame out in a year. Sarver.
Catch it.
He's great. And then, you know, Steve Keim's catching a bunch of crap again because Josh Rosen went on yesterday and said they called me 1 minute before they drafted Kyle King – or Kyle – what's his name? Cliff Kingsbury called him 1 minute before and said, so, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go with Kyler in a minute. And then Rosen said, well, I don't know what happens next. And Cliff said, I don't know what happens next either. Okay, coach, thanks for the call. You bet. Hang up, go. And then he said, so at least he had the decency to call me before they drafted him. That was nice.
So all the times they talked to him before then, they didn't allude to him, hey, we might take Kyler Murray.
Might, maybes, don't know what we're going to do. You're our guy. You're our guy. That's all they kept saying. You're the quarterback of this team. You're our guy.
Well, they were right for
and
that.
At the time, at they the time. Were not lying to him.
Because we don't have anyone else.
1 minute before.
Now we have someone else.
We're going to go ahead and take the little fella. And then they did it. And so he's on TV and he was on that interview and he's saying, so at least Cliff Kingsbury called me right before, but I found out a minute before. So,
didn't know till a minute before?
They knew, but they didn't want to tell him. And in fairness to the Cardinals, they didn't want to tell him because he'd say something.
Right.
His agent would have said they're going to draft him.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah, so then the trade value changes and everything's different. So. You know, in fairness, but he said the one thing that did disappoint me, he wouldn't use his name. He said, my old GM hasn't even called me once since the whole thing. Didn't call me once. He said, no, we were in talks here and there about, like, I'm the guy and I'm the quarterback and they, you know, had a lot of faith in me and all this. And he goes, and now I haven't heard a word from him since the whole thing. And he goes, I don't know if that's normal or not, but you'd like to hear hey, you know, I know this was a mess, thanks, kind of thing. So Steve Keim, maybe take a couple belts of liquid courage. Give old Josh Rosen a call. This is going to be awkward.
The Dolphins don't play the Cardinals, do they?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Shalom.
Hey, Rosie, what's going on? It's Kymie.
Yeah, what do you want?
I just want to let you know we're drafting Kyler Curran.
I know, you already did that.
Yeah, I already did that.
We were going to do it again later, but I forgot to call you. I lost your number in my phone. I lost my phone for a while. At a bar.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
we're going to trade it to the Tampa Dolphins, and then you're going to go ahead and be their guy. So thanks for all this time. We had so many good times, you and me.
Bye, Steve.
Bye, Joe.
Joe. Maybe catch up somewhere down the line and have a beer together.
That's what he'll do if
it's me again on the other line. If you're ever in the area, I'll grab you for a pop. What do you think? Joe? Hello?
Somewhere Caliendo is squirming.
Joe? Wish you wouldn't do that, man.
Moving on.
Move on.
He was Gruden.
Yeah, it's he's a mess. So, yeah, that's the Phoenix sports blanket.
But, you know, again, on that interview part, and you said it, it's you can't tell the guy any earlier.
No, but Keim should have called him after putting him through all that.
Yeah, sure.
Keim should have called and said, look, this is a complete mess. You didn't do anything wrong. We're going to try to put you in the best situation possible. It's just what we're going to do next is not – we're starting fresh. I mean, last year was a complete mess, not because of you.
Because you really dicked – he did dick him over.
He dicked him huge.
You don't draft a guy 1 year and then draft his replacement the next.
Yeah. And tell him, set up shop, man. You're here. You're the guy.
You're our man.
It's not just his football career. It's his life.
Yeah, I get it's a business, but
– there's a certain aspect of being cool in business, too, where you're like, look – this can't – everything can change overnight for you, and I get not telling him before the draft, but right after, just say, look, anything you need from – we are going to help you do anything. Where do you want to go? You know, make him the guy who's calling the shots. Say, look, we've blown this so bad, it's almost like we don't deserve anything for you. Do you want to go to Miami? We've got offers from there. Where do you want to play? And let him have a moment in business, because there is something about just saying, well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Sorry. I mean, you're the one who did this to him last year.
Well, if he manages to have a decent season, he'll get his chance next year. They come here next year.
Ah. Well, he'll be playing next year.
That's what I'm saying.
No way that Fitzpatrick is going to be.
You don't think so? Come on. The beard?
I don't know. He should be starting next year.
Where are you seeing that at?
Or Keim was right.
The Dolphins don't come here.
Future Arizona Cardinals opponents, 2019, 2020, 2021.
They got it next year.
I'm looking at the schedule, dude.
Not this year. Next year.
Next year, I said.
And not this upcoming year, 2020.
2019 schedule.
He's talking about 2020. That would be next year.
Oh, yeah. The next season.
You'll get it.
Yes. Yeah. It's still
next season.
Sorry.
You'll next season.
I thought 2020.
So now this season.
I thought it was pretty clear
up.
When you said if he has a good year this year, they'll come here next year. I thought pretty much buttoned it all down. We got it. Either way, Rosen should be playing next year, and Keime will be on the sidelines, hammered.
Hey, did I date that guy? who's the one with the nose and the in the blue?
That's Josh Rosen.
I think he's. Has he used to be? Was he a rising?
He's my Cardinal, sir.
Maybe the order comes from Michael. No one calls him because we gave him a bonus check.
Right. Well, that's what LaDainian Tomlinson said. He said the GM doesn't owe the guy anything, unless he wanted to be personal with him. He said the owner does. The owner should have called him. The owner should have said something. Mm-hmm. And he said, and the fact that hasn't happened would make me mad. And I'm like, ooh, that's no good. That's a shot at Bidwell.
Come on, the guy made money off us.
Right. We paid him. Yeah, so what are you going to do? It's just kind of a strange time for Phoenix sports, more so than ever. But in a way, it's good because it keeps making the guys that stink shine brighter as terrible. Sarver's terrible, and it's going to, like this next draft, I know Suns fans, it sucks, but he's going to blow this too. He always does. And get all hyper and excited about his 12-year-old European that he's going to eyeball. And then he'll blow that. And then eventually it'll just hopefully start washing these people out of the city. Keim hasn't done anything really good in the last couple of years. He's been a bad GM. Wash him out too. And you can start fresh because, you know, the city is better when everybody's enjoying winning. You don't have to be a fan. It's just more fun because it makes the people who actually don't like the team more fun because there's actually something not to like. Hating a team that's 3-13 is easy. That's, you know. That's stepping on a handicap kit. You don't want to do that. That's no fun at all. Handicap kits. Did you get your mom the strawberries? We got to get the video.
Yeah.
And she ate them? Did she eat them on video yet? Did she?
Oh, no. Video? Not on video. I just
come on.
A picture of her. I asked Ronnie to
no.
before she left.
Can Torp do it on his phone? Would they understand how to make
to
a video?
Walk them through it.
Yeah. Walk them through a video of Bunny eating those.
Hopefully
you want to sell
some
berries.
Yeah, they're gone
just had
now.
One,
you think?
Yesterday.
She crushes the whole thing in like a day and a
no,
half?
No, she eats one at a time. No, she's had them for...
Man, you just don't want you just don't want to see your mom eating those delicious strawberries sexy. I want a video of it so we can slow it down and sell some Sherry's berries next time through. You don't want it because you know exactly.
I'll get it.
It'll prove we're right.
That no is way. A little sexy Peter gift. Jackson slow-mo on
a
that.
A sexy gift from mom.
Here you go. Put that in there. Ooh, it does look like a dick tip. Yikes. I didn't like that at all.
And that whipped cream she dips it in and it gets kind of around her lips at first as she... Mm-hmm. And Torp filming it, the slow-mo would be phenomenal. Oh, we'll get that together. Did you get her anything for her birthday?
Not yet.
No? Are you gonna?
No, I got her, some stuff here. I got her some golf balls.
Oh, very nice.
We kind of celebrated on...
Oh, you already did it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Happy birthday, Bunny. Yeah, Megan's birthday today. And
what'd you get her?
Whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, it's like she won a... Lottery or something?
Like, sort of like she won a lottery. She has to pick the right numbers, though, or it's all mine, all of it.
That would be awesome. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Pick six numbers, and we'll draw out of the bubbles. First number, 11. Ow! Are we already out? Do we stop now?
I don't have an 11.
Oh, well, no prizes. Try again next week.
Dude, like that punch game on the Price is Right.
The 1 year was great when she picked the
mop and the bucket. Yeah. That was 10 years ago, Brady.
Yeah.
When I did the game show of 1980s trivia, 1980 trivia, and each question she got right, I gave her an envelope. There were 10 questions and 10 envelopes. Each one she got wrong, I took that envelope away. So question one had an envelope, but, you know, they were all different. She could draw out of a
trip
hat.
Trip to Jamaica.
Oh, there was tons of them. There was a trip to Napa. There was a trip to Italy. There was a donkey. A mop and bucket.
What did she get?
The mop and bucket,
she
which was
the
craziest
bucket.
Thing ever. So she got all 10 prizes. She got like 7 questions right. So she had 7 envelopes. And I'm like, of those 7 envelopes, I want you to pick 3. And she draws 3 out of the thing. I'm like, out of these 3 envelopes.
Deal or no deal.
Pick one. And that's your birthday present. It could have been anything. The trip to, and as she would lose when I'd open it up and go, here's what you lost by missing question number 6. Oh, no! It was a trip to Italy! And then I was like, whew!
Oh, that's stupid!
And she started getting upset. Opened it up, and your prize. And she just throws it down. A mop and bucket! Congratulations!
That's how it's done.
Fine!
You lucked out there, didn't you?
No, I could have done it. I'd get to go, too, so it would have been fun for me. But she got a mop and bucket, and a very nice, handy mop and bucket. Still in use today. That mop and bucket's celebrating 10 years of use.
So this isn't happening again, then?
The game I'll do show? It. It was 9 years ago, I suppose. Yeah. She's not 40 this year. It's 9 years ago today. So, yeah, no, I'll do something similar next year. I'll come up with a new game show next year. Maybe I will have, like, a group of super hot models
holding
suitcases.
Do a full production.
Yeah. Like Let's suitcases on a wall, and we'll just do a birthday or no birthday. And all the prizes are like, she has to break it down or nothing.
So you'd be the banker on that one. The banker offer is.
Yeah, oh, no, I'd be Howie.
Would you?
Yeah, we'd have a banker, and he'd have strict rules. That we're shutting her down. Yeah, I hated that so much. Uh-huh. We have the banker on the phone.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
On the new one, they had a woman up there.
Ooh, a girl banker. That's why that show didn't last.
Was Howie still the host?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they brought it back for a little while.
Girl banker. Can I talk to your manager? Get me Mr. Drysdale. Anyway, yeah, so we'll see. But today, yeah, I got a couple things. The bad thing was is that the internet presence and stuff, whenever you try to get something for the internet and then you time it, it was perfect. It was supposed to arrive today. I got an email Saturday. Sorry about that. There's been a couple of shipping delays. Looking more like May 17th.
What?
And I said, well, you know, I got on the contact us thing. I called and I'm like, you guys made it a point to say pick a day you want this. It'll be ready for sure. And then I paid extra for shipping to make sure that that was right.
Right.
I said, we'll ship it. We'll get it there. It'll be there that day. I'm like, perfect. I'm like, you're the one saying it. I didn't even ask this. This was your thing to get another $22. Yes, but there's been shipping delays. And I'm like, yeah. Well, your shipping delays are what I paid $22 to avoid.
Right. Now get in your car and get it over.
Now
here.
Ship it.
You get that money back?
Well, he's like, well, we'll go. And he had to talk to an advisor. And I'm like, this is easy. Well, we have shipping delay. I don't know what that means. I really don't. You're in Texas.
So you're giving her a no picture weather. Of her present, right? Just print
yeah,
up
I'll
a
just
picture.
Print up a photo and roll go. It up, put a ribbon around it. Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah. You know,
it'll be here sometime by the end of the month.
Plenty of good stuff. She's fine. Yeah, but that did kind of stink. I'm like, huh. So, yeah, they're going to reimburse me the $2,170-something. And I'm like, that's fine. But don't bother with that feature of your website if it because they're like, in no way can this get
screwed up.
Was
this Amazon?
No, it was the company that I went through. I can't remember the name of the place, but the company I went through. And then they're shipping through Amazon. But it wasn't – it was their delivery to Amazon was the issue. Mm. I'm like, you're the ones who offered the date of – because Amazon is completely trustworthy. Like, once Amazon gets it, they'll get it the day – like, you want it tomorrow? It's here tomorrow.
They'll make it happen.
They'll make it happen. But these guys couldn't get the thing to Amazon, which is what they put on their website to say, we'll do it, and we'll get it to a certain date. And if you need it by that date, we'll ship it the day before and get Amazon on top of it. It'll be perfect.
Oh, Sibians are always hard to ship.
Oh, no. That was last year. We got that. That's a gold mine.
That was last year's present.
Was it 2 years ago? I don't remember. Sibian. It was great. Yeah. The Sibian is great. You can't get two of those. There's no reason for that. It's like a weird child's horse race going on in your bedroom. Because I'd ride it.
Well, you could each ride one. You like it, right?
I'd do it. I'd be fine by me. I'm up for whatever. I'll race you. And then we'll disqualify you like the Kentucky Derby. And then everybody gets in the butt because that's exactly what happens in a horse race, isn't it? Yeah, so, there's been some quality gifts rolling around. She's still driving last year's present, a gently used Jeep. Very nice.
I had to give the picture last year because the shipping. Same thing, but they were, I finally got it just before her birthday this year. That's how long the shipping took.
What?
No, not quite that long. But it was like 3 weeks after the fact.
Yeah. Well, mine's 2 days, and that's if they get it together. Well, we can get it there. We just can't get it in the packaging until the 16th, and it'll be there on the 17th. And I'm like, we just had this long, drawn-out discussion about $22 guaranteeing the delivery date. Yeah, yeah. Well, now we can't. Well, then what was that all about? Don't even say it. Just say when it's done, we'll ship it. I'm fine with that. It's weird.
Yeah, so do they have to wait for a certain number of orders before they ship?
I have no idea.
That's they like didn't the have T-shirts they just, we used to order, you had to wait
Richard,
for a certain number?
All these questions you've had would have been answered with, sure. We have shipping delays.
Bad answer. That's the only thing they
there was
say.
A terrorist attack on a pipeline in Iraq. Okay. You're going to go. You can't do it. No. We're out of oil. All right. None of this makes any sense, but that's how it worked. So, yeah. And yesterday I went in and Tripp's like, I want to take the lady to dinner for her birthday. I'm like, all right. So we arranged
without
we,
you.
We, no, I don't know. I think probably
sounded like it.
Probably, but he can't. Yeah. But probably. I mean, that's yeah, probably. So then we're
if
talking.
If that's
about
an
stuff.
Option, he'll
yeah.
take it.
Oh yeah, no. If I got sounds like you got a little wheezy cough there. You might want to stay home or not. I got this. But no, he said that, and then I said, sure, that'll be great. And then I'm like, we didn't have anything going. All right. So he makes reservations and stuff, and he turns, and then I leave the office, and I hear, John. And I walk back, and I'm like, what is it? And he goes, if you don't want me to go. I'm like, oh, no, don't do that. Don't pull that nonsense. Don't be a girl. Of course I want you to go. I'd have said no. You think I'm not the blunt guy that would have said, you can't go to birthday dinner. No. Okay, good. Because I'd have been upset if you just said no. I'm like, all right.
Like, well, so good, I didn't upset
like
you.
A child. Stop taking Benadryl. It's 6:51. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there?
All right, Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com, buying or selling a home. That is the site to go to. We got Hate Buried up here. Tool, Shadows Fall, but I think we have to do Lamb of God since our guitars got stolen.
Yeah, they got the Wings of Love back. Is that what the name of it was?
Yeah, Wings of Love. Warbird.
Oh, that's right. Or that.
Both of them are great.
He had a guitar named Jeffrey Osborne and another one called Wings of Love. Guys, Lamb of God is crying today. His Wings of Love has been swiped from a bus. Boy, the picture. Put it up on our Facebook, Rich, if you haven't seen it yet. The meth heads that stole Wings of Love. Hilarious.
I wonder how long they're going to get. I don't think Tweety Bird can handle jail that way.
Tweety can handle jail.
You think so?
Tweety's been. Tweety knows his way around. Tweety knows jail real well. The ins and the outs.
Once
in fact, when he goes back, there's going to be a group of people going, finally, dude, I needed you here for so long. This is
all right. Tweety's got this.
You're messing with the bird now.
Yeah, he's a guy who gets things
That's
done.
That's an Oz character I don't think we saw.
No, he is a bad... He gets people to support him. He is
finally get to make furniture again.
Yeah, he is a badass in the joint. He's running stuff. There'd be nothing worse than you rolling in there because somebody slipped some cocaine in your pocket. You're like, damn it, I got to go to prison for a little while. And the next thing you know, Tweety's behind you just going, this is what happens to the new fish.
I'm getting banged by Tweety.
Oh, Tweety's on a little step stool and he is in me. You're on Tweety's team. Now wipe yourself off. You make me sick.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bird. I only have 4 months.
That would be the hardest day of your life. It's when Tweety's like, I want you down there performing on old Tweety. I want your eyes on me. Look at me. Oh, his face is just...
Quit gagging on it. Love it. Look at me.
But they stole Warbird, the Wings of Love, and Jeffrey Osborne from Lamb of God. Tried to pawn them off. And now we should play some Lamb of God for them. We'll play Redneck. Good ones. Because we got Warbird's back, right?
Yeah, they got it back. Yeah.
It's a funny thing because I was just talking to Jay over at React Defense yesterday, and he was telling me about Peter Frampton's story, which I didn't know. One of his guitars was in a plane crash he wasn't on. And years later, his guitar washed up on shore. And some guy's like, look what I found, some guitar. And it was kind of wrecked. And then somebody said, I wonder if it's this, that. And they checked it, and they did all these things. They're like, that's Peter Frampton's guitar. Got it back to Peter Frampton, refurbished it, and he plays it today.
It's got barnacles on it.
Yeah, it was floating around. Washed up on some island. Crazy story. So, you know, Lamb of God, it could have been worse. You only had to go a few days without it. Although it is covered. I don't know what I'd rather have. The ocean muck of a decade of floating around, or 2 or 3 days of redneck weirdo hands all over my war god. Warbird! It's a guitar. Let's not get too crazy. It's a warbird.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.